Heart Rate Variability, a comprehensive guide for clinical and performance applications. Part 1. Foundations and Basic Principles. The human heart tells a story far more complex than its steady drumbeat might suggest. Within the seemingly regular rhythm of each heartbeat lies a sophisticated symphony of subtle variations, each meaningful and purposeful. This phenomenon, known as heart rate variability, HRV, provides us with a remarkable window into the body's regulatory systems and offers invaluable insights for both clinical practice and human performance optimization. When we first encounter the concept of HRV, it often challenges our intuitive understanding of cardiac health. Many assume that a healthy heart beats with clockwork regularity, like a metronome keeping perfect time. However, the reality proves far more nuanced and fascinating. A healthy heart demonstrates remarkable variability in the timing between beats, creating a dynamic pattern that reflects the body's moment-to-moment adaptations to internal and external demands. One of the most fascinating paradoxes in human physiology is that while heart rate variability promotes health and resilience, blood pressure variability can endanger both. Understanding this apparent contradiction requires us to delve into how our body maintains homeostasis and why some systems benefit from flexibility while others require stability. The dance of the heart. Heart rate variability represents the body's ability to make fine-tuned adjustments to changing demands. Think of it like a skilled dancer who can smoothly adjust their movements to match changing music. With each breath, physical movement, or emotional shift, the heart makes subtle adjustments to the timing between beats. This variability isn't random. It reflects a sophisticated coordination between multiple regulatory systems. When we see high heart rate variability, it indicates that our cardiovascular system can quickly adapt to changing circumstances. Just as a dancer who can perform multiple styles demonstrates greater versatility than one who knows only a single routine, a heart that can vary its rhythm shows greater adaptability than one locked into a rigid pattern. The stability of pressure. In contrast, blood pressure requires relative stability to ensure consistent blood flow to vital organs. Imagine trying to water a garden with a hose that constantly fluctuated between a trickle and a fire hose-like blast. The plants would either dehydrate or be damaged. Similarly, our organs need steady, reliable blood flow to function properly. Large swings in blood pressure can strain blood vessels, overwhelm organ systems, and lead to tissue damage. The thermostat analogy. Dr. Richard Gewirth's thermostat analogy provides an elegant way to understand how HRV biofeedback enhances our regulatory systems. Consider a home heating system. A basic thermostat might only react to temperature changes of several degrees, leading to noticeable swings in room temperature. A more sophisticated system detects smaller temperature variations and makes subtle adjustments to maintain optimal comfort. In our bodies, the baroreflex system acts like this thermostat for blood pressure regulation. HRV biofeedback, particularly through resonance frequency breathing, increases the sensitivity of this system, like upgrading from a basic to a smart thermostat. After regular practice, the body becomes better at detecting small changes in blood pressure and making precise adjustments before large fluctuations occur. For professionals working in clinical settings, particularly those serving veteran populations, understanding HRV opens new avenues for assessment and intervention. The variations between heartbeats tell a detailed story about stress adaptation, recovery capacity, and overall resilience. These insights prove especially valuable when working with veterans facing complex combinations of physical and psychological challenges, where traditional assessment methods might miss subtle but significant indicators of health status. In the realm of elite athletic performance, HRV has emerged as a crucial tool for optimizing training and recovery. Performance coaches increasingly recognize that these beat-to-beat variations offer precise information about an athlete's readiness to train, recovery status, and adaptation to training loads. This information allows for unprecedented customization of training programs, helping athletes push their limits while avoiding the pitfalls of overtraining. The significance of HRV extends beyond its immediate clinical and performance applications. It represents a fundamental shift in how we understand human physiology, moving away from static measures and toward dynamic assessments of regulatory capacity. This shift aligns with emerging perspectives in fields ranging from neuroscience to psychophysiology, emphasizing the importance of adaptability and resilience over static measures of health or performance. Gas exchange enhancement. The optimization of gas exchange through HRV biofeedback demonstrates the remarkable interconnectedness of our physiological systems. When we breathe at our resonance frequency, we create a harmonious coordination between our respiratory and cardiovascular systems that enhances the efficiency of oxygen and carbon dioxide exchange. This synchronization produces a state where the timing of heart rate changes perfectly complements our breathing rhythm, maximizing the efficiency of gas exchange in our lungs. The enhanced regulatory sensitivity created through regular HRV biofeedback practice generates a cascade of physiological improvements. Our bodies become more adept at controlling blood pressure, requiring smaller and more precise corrections to maintain optimal levels. This refined control allows for more efficient oxygen delivery to tissues throughout the body, accomplished with less energy expenditure than before. Simultaneously, the improved coordination between breathing and heart rate facilitates more effective removal of carbon dioxide, maintaining optimal blood gas levels with greater efficiency. These improvements work together to create a more efficient cardiovascular system overall, one that can respond to changing demands with greater precision and less strain on the body's resources. These enhancements in gas exchange efficiency become particularly noticeable during physical exertion or stress. The body can maintain optimal oxygenation with less effort, reducing the energy cost of both rest and activity. This improved efficiency means that whether someone is running a marathon or managing a stressful situation, their body can better maintain homeostasis with less physiological burden. Real-world impact. Consider an athlete during interval training. Their body must rapidly adjust to alternating periods of high and low intensity. Better regulatory sensitivity means quicker, more precise adjustments to these changing demands. For a veteran dealing with stress responses, enhanced regulation means the body can return to baseline more efficiently after activation, reducing the wear and tear of prolonged stress states. The beauty of HRV biofeedback lies in its ability to strengthen these regulatory systems through regular practice. Just as practicing an instrument makes a musician more sensitive to subtle variations in timing and tone, HRV training makes our physiological systems more responsive to the body's changing needs. This enhanced regulation doesn't require constant conscious attention. Once established, these improvements maintain themselves automatically, much like a well-calibrated thermostat quietly maintaining optimal temperature. Understanding this distinction between beneficial heart rate variability and potentially harmful blood pressure variability helps explain why HRV biofeedback focuses on enhancing the body's natural regulatory mechanisms rather than trying to directly control blood pressure. By improving the sensitivity and efficiency of our internal thermostats, we create more robust and resilient physiological systems capable of maintaining optimal function across a wide range of conditions. Part 2. The Science of Cardiac Variability. To truly appreciate the significance of HRV, we must delve into the intricate mechanisms that create and regulate these beat-to-beat variations. The heart's rhythm emerges from a complex interplay of multiple physiological systems, each operating on its own timeline while maintaining careful coordination with the others. At the most fundamental level, we find the sinoatrial node, often called the heart's natural pacemaker. This specialized tissue generates the electrical impulses that trigger each heartbeat. However, the timing of these impulses isn't fixed. Instead, it constantly adjusts in response to input from various regulatory systems, creating the variability we measure as HRV. The autonomic nervous system plays a central role in this regulation, with its sympathetic and parasympathetic branches working in concert to fine-tune cardiac function. The parasympathetic influence, carried primarily through the vagus nerve, acts as a brake on heart rate. This vagal brake can engage and disengage rapidly, allowing for quick adjustments in heart rate. The sympathetic influence, while slower to engage and disengage, provides the accelerator function, increasing heart rate when needed. Part 3. The Rhythms Within: Understanding HRV Mechanisms. The generation of heart rate variability involves three fundamental rhythms that interact in a sophisticated dance of physiological regulation. Each of these rhythms operates within its own frequency range and serves distinct yet interconnected purposes in maintaining cardiovascular health and overall physiological balance. Respiratory sinus arrhythmia, RSA, represents the most immediately observable of these rhythms. With each breath, we see a predictable pattern of heart rate changes that reflects the intimate connection between our respiratory and cardiovascular systems. During inhalation, the vagal brake releases slightly, allowing heart rate to increase. This subtle acceleration helps optimize blood flow through the lungs when oxygen availability is highest. During exhalation, the vagal brake re-engages, slowing heart rate and allowing for more efficient gas exchange. This natural rhythm occurs roughly 12 to 18 times per minute in typical adult breathing patterns. The baroreceptor reflex creates our second major rhythm, operating as a sophisticated pressure regulation system. Specialized pressure sensors, called baroreceptors, monitor blood pressure in the aortic arch and carotid arteries. When they detect pressure changes, they trigger adjustments in heart rate and blood vessel tone to maintain optimal circulation. This system operates with a characteristic delay of approximately 5 seconds, creating a natural resonance frequency around 0.1 Hz, 6 cycles per minute. This delay isn't a limitation, but rather a crucial feature that allows for the development of resonance effects we can leverage in therapeutic interventions. The vascular tone rhythm, our third major contributor to HRV, operates on an even slower timeline. This system manages the diameter of blood vessels throughout the body, creating oscillations that occur roughly every 15 seconds. These slower changes in vascular tone contribute to longer-term blood pressure regulation and help distribute blood flow efficiently throughout the body. Resonance. Resonance represents one of the most powerful yet often misunderstood concepts in HRV biofeedback. At its core, resonance occurs when an external force causes a system to oscillate with greater amplitude at its natural frequency. This phenomenon appears throughout nature and engineering, from the simple example of pushing a child on a swing to the complex interactions within our cardiovascular system. To truly understand resonance in human physiology, we must first appreciate its manifestation in simpler systems. Consider a playground swing. There exists one perfect timing for pushes that will maximize the height of the swing. Push too quickly or too slowly, and the swing's motion becomes inefficient or even dampened. This optimal timing corresponds to the swing's natural resonant frequency, determined by its physical properties like length and weight. In the cardiovascular system, resonance emerges from the interaction between blood pressure, heart rate, and breathing. The baroreflex system, which regulates blood pressure, exhibits a natural delay of approximately 5 seconds due to the time it takes for blood to circulate and for the nervous system to respond. This delay creates a natural resonance frequency of about 0.1 Hz, or 6 cycles per minute. When we breathe at this frequency, we create powerful synchronization between respiratory and cardiovascular rhythms. The significance of resonance in HRV biofeedback extends beyond simple physics. When we breathe at our resonance frequency, several physiological systems synchronize their activity. The heart rate increases and decreases in perfect phase with breathing, blood pressure oscillations occur opposite to heart rate changes, and even the autonomic nervous system shows coordinated patterns of activation and relaxation. This synchronization creates a state of maximum efficiency in cardiovascular function and autonomic regulation. Individual differences in resonance frequency arise from variations in physical characteristics. Taller individuals typically have lower resonance frequencies due to their larger blood volume and longer circulation time. This variation explains why we must individually calibrate breathing rates rather than applying a one-size-fits-all approach to HRV biofeedback training. Part 4, Assessment and Measurement, the Technical Foundation. Understanding how to accurately measure and interpret HRV requires both technical expertise and clinical wisdom. The field has evolved from simple time domain measurements to sophisticated analyses that reveal the complex dynamics of cardiac regulation. The most basic time domain measurements include the standard deviation of normal to normal intervals, SDNN, and the root mean square of successive differences, RMSSD. These metrics provide overall indicators of HRV, with SDNN reflecting all cyclic components responsible for variability, and RMSSD more specifically indicating parasympathetic activity. While these measurements offer valuable insights, they represent just the beginning of what we can learn from HRV analysis. Frequency domain analysis allows us to separate HRV into its component rhythms, revealing the relative contributions of different regulatory systems. The high frequency band, 0.15 to 0.40 Hz, primarily reflects parasympathetic activity and respiratory influences. The low frequency band, 0.04 to 0.15 Hz, captures the influence of both sympathetic and parasympathetic systems, with particular emphasis on baroreflex activity. The very low frequency band, 0.003 to 0.04 Hz, relates to longer-term regulatory mechanisms, including hormonal systems and temperature regulation. Part 5, HRV myths. As HRV has gained popularity in both clinical and performance settings, numerous myths and misconceptions have emerged. Understanding and dispelling these myths proves crucial for effective implementation of HRV monitoring and training. Myth number one, higher HRV always indicates better health. While generally true that higher HRV correlates with better health, this relationship isn't absolute. HRV exists on a spectrum, and optimal ranges vary significantly based on age, fitness level, and individual characteristics. Extremely high HRV can sometimes indicate dysregulation rather than enhanced health. The key lies in understanding individual baselines and patterns of change rather than focusing solely on absolute values. Myth number two, you should breathe at your resonance frequency all day. This common misconception misunderstands the purpose of resonance frequency breathing. Just as we don't expect athletes to lift weights continuously throughout the day, resonance frequency breathing serves as a targeted exercise for the autonomic nervous system. Regular practice sessions of 10 to 20 minutes provide the training effect without requiring constant attention to breathing rate. Myth number three, HRV only reflects cardiovascular health. While HRV certainly provides valuable information about cardiovascular function, it reflects much more. HRV serves as a window into overall autonomic function, including stress response, recovery capacity, and even cognitive and emotional regulation. Understanding HRV as a broader indicator of regulatory capacity helps explain its wide-ranging applications in health and performance. Myth number four, lower heart rate always means higher HRV. Although slower heart rates generally allow for greater variability between beats, cycle length dependence, this relationship isn't absolute. Well-trained athletes might show lower HRV during intense training periods despite maintaining low resting heart rates. The relationship between heart rate and HRV reflects complex interactions between multiple physiological systems. Myth number five, HRV training only works through breathing exercises. While breathing exercises represent a primary tool in HRV training, other approaches can be equally effective. Slow-paced contraction protocols, emotional regulation techniques, and even certain forms of movement practice can enhance HRV. The key lies in understanding the mechanisms behind these interventions and selecting appropriate approaches for each individual. Myth number six, you need expensive equipment to monitor HRV. Modern technology has made HRV monitoring increasingly accessible. While medical-grade equipment provides the most accurate measurements, many consumer devices offer sufficient accuracy for general monitoring and training purposes. The critical factor lies in consistent measurement conditions rather than absolute precision. Myth number seven, HRV improvements should be immediate. Like any physiological adaptation, changes in baseline HRV typically require time and consistent practice. While individuals might experience immediate improvements during training sessions, lasting changes in resting HRV usually develop over weeks or months of regular practice. Understanding this timeline helps set realistic expectations and maintain motivation for long-term practice. Understanding these myths and their corrections helps practitioners implement HRV monitoring and training more effectively. It allows for more nuanced interpretation of HRV data and better designed intervention strategies. Moreover, This knowledge helps explain the scientific basis of HRV interventions to clients, potentially improving compliance and outcomes. Part 6. Clinical applications in veteran care. The application of HRV science in clinical settings, particularly within the Veterans Administration system, represents a powerful frontier in integrative healthcare. Veterans present unique challenges that make HRV monitoring and training especially valuable, as they often deal with complex interactions between physical and psychological conditions. Post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, serves as a prime example of how HRV analysis can inform treatment approaches. Research consistently shows that individuals with PTSD typically display lower HRV compared to matched controls, reflecting a dysregulation of the autonomic nervous system. This reduction in HRV often manifests as decreased parasympathetic tone and elevated sympathetic activity, creating a physiological state of persistent alertness that can be objectively measured through HRV analysis. The relationship between HRV and chronic pain, another common concern in veteran populations, deserves special attention. Lower HRV often correlates with increased pain sensitivity and reduced pain tolerance. Understanding this relationship helps explain why interventions that improve HRV often lead to improvements in pain management, even when pain reduction isn't the primary focus of treatment. The mechanism appears to involve improved autonomic regulation and enhanced parasympathetic function, which can modify pain perception and processing. Cardiovascular health in veteran populations presents another crucial area where HRV analysis proves invaluable. Veterans often face elevated risks of cardiovascular disease due to service-related stress, lifestyle factors, and exposure to environmental hazards. Regular HRV monitoring can serve as an early warning system, potentially identifying cardiovascular risks before they manifest as serious conditions. The predictive value of HRV in cardiovascular health extends to various conditions, including hypertension, arrhythmias, and heart failure. Part 7. Performance enhancement and athletic applications. In the realm of elite athletic performance, HRV has revolutionized how we approach training optimization and recovery monitoring. The application of HRV analysis in sports extends far beyond simple recovery tracking, offering insights into adaptation capacity, training readiness, and even potential for performance breakthroughs. Understanding the relationship between training load and HRV helps coaches make more informed decisions about training intensity and volume. When an athlete shows chronically suppressed HRV, it often indicates insufficient recovery or approaching overtraining. Conversely, stable or improving HRV measurements, particularly when tracked over time, suggest good adaptation to training loads and readiness for increased challenge. The concept of individual response patterns emerges as particularly crucial in athletic applications. While general principles apply across populations, each athlete shows unique HRV patterns in response to training stress and recovery interventions. Some athletes demonstrate rapid HRV recovery after intense training, while others require longer recovery periods to return to baseline. These individual differences necessitate personalized approaches to training periodization and recovery strategies. Part 8. Advanced intervention strategies and protocols. The implementation of HRV training requires a sophisticated understanding of both the underlying physiology and the practical aspects of intervention design. The most effective protocols combine breathing techniques, physical exercises, and cognitive strategies in ways that maximize both immediate and long-term benefits. Resonance frequency breathing stands as the cornerstone of most HRV interventions, but its implementation requires more nuance than simply breathing at 6 breaths per minute. The ideal breathing rate varies between individuals based on factors including height, blood volume, and overall cardiovascular condition. Finding each person's optimal resonance frequency involves systematic testing across different breathing rates while monitoring the amplitude of heart rate oscillations. This process, sometimes called resonance frequency assessment, typically explores rates between 4.5 and 6.5 breaths per minute for adults. The introduction of slow-paced contraction protocols has expanded our intervention options significantly. This approach, which involves rhythmic muscle contractions at specific frequencies, proves particularly valuable for individuals who struggle with traditional breathing exercises or who need to integrate HRV training into dynamic activities. The protocol typically begins with simple movements of the wrists and ankles, progressively incorporating core engagement as coordination improves. The timing of these contractions can target either the cardiovascular resonance frequency, around 6 cycles per minute, or the vascular tone system, around 1 cycle per minute. The integration of emotional regulation techniques with HRV training represents another crucial advancement in intervention design. By incorporating positive emotion recall or visualization during HRV training sessions, we can enhance the training effect and potentially create stronger associations between improved physiological regulation and positive emotional states. This combination proves particularly valuable when working with individuals dealing with anxiety, depression, or trauma-related conditions. Part 9. Future Horizons and Emerging Applications. The future of HRV applications extends far beyond our current understanding and implementation. Emerging research continues to uncover new connections between HRV and various aspects of health, performance, and human potential. These discoveries are reshaping how we approach both clinical care and performance enhancement. Artificial intelligence and machine learning are revolutionizing how we analyze and interpret HRV data. These technologies allow us to identify subtle patterns and relationships that might escape traditional analysis methods. For example, new algorithms can predict potential health issues or performance decrements by detecting changes in HRV patterns days or even weeks before conventional symptoms appear. This predictive capability could transform both clinical practice and athletic training by allowing for earlier, more targeted interventions. The role of HRV in cognitive performance and decision-making represents another frontier of current research. Studies increasingly suggest that higher HRV correlates with better executive function, emotional regulation, and cognitive flexibility. This connection has profound implications for both clinical populations and high-performance individuals who must maintain optimal cognitive function under stress. The integration of HRV monitoring and training with virtual reality technology opens exciting new possibilities for intervention design. Virtual environments can provide immersive experiences that combine HRV training with exposure therapy, skill practice, or stress inoculation training. This integration could be particularly valuable for treating anxiety disorders, PTSD, and other conditions where traditional interventions might be limited. As we look to the future, the field of HRV research and application continues to expand in exciting directions. The development of more sophisticated monitoring devices, combined with advances in data analysis and intervention design, promises to further enhance our ability to leverage HRV for both health improvement and performance optimization. The key lies in maintaining a balance between theoretical understanding and practical application, ensuring that new discoveries translate effectively into real-world benefits for both clinical populations and performance-focused individuals. This evolving landscape of HRV science and application offers unprecedented opportunities for healthcare providers and performance specialists to enhance their practice and improve outcomes for their clients. As we continue to deepen our understanding of this remarkable phenomenon, we find ourselves better equipped to help individuals achieve optimal health, performance, and well-being.